People who've rafted down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon have called the trip a life-changing experience. Roughly 25,000 people make that trip every year, a number that hasn't changed since the late 1980s. Now, the National Park Service is holding a series of meetings across the country in an attempt to balance the demand for river trips with the impact on the fragile natural resource. NPR's Ted Robbins went to one of those meetings in Flagstaff, Arizona.
With fresh snow outside, 200 people warm the wooded atrium at Coconino Community College in Flagstaff. Commercial river outfitters, private river runners, wilderness advocates, Indian tribal members create a sea of fleece and flannel as they move from display to display on poster boards. They're looking at a contentious new management plan for recreation on 225 miles of the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. Park Superintendent Joe Alston says his staff read 50,000 comments even before writing the plan. Now he's in Flagstaff to hear if all those concerns were addressed.
This is the truth testing of that, and certainly we'll make some changes in the plan. There's no question about that.
One change wilderness advocates would like to see is a ban on motors in the canyon. Right now, commercial companies provide about two-thirds of the river trips, trips lasting as long as 2 weeks, as short as 1 day. But those short trips require operators to use motors. Some people here think that destroys the solitude.
What are you putting down there?
These are paddles. My name's Tom Martin. I'm co-director of a group called River Runners for Wilderness. We're asking our members to submit a brief comment on a paddle. This is a comment from Mark Gibson in Gunnison, Colorado, and it says, "Please live up to your responsibility as stewards of one of our most precious resources. Manage the Colorado River as a wilderness area. Remove all motorized use now."
Joy Stavely and her husband Gaylord own one of the 16 licensed commercial outfitters, many of whom make motorized trips.
People that feel that if you can't take a two-week trip or longer, and if you can't go only on a rowing trip, that you shouldn't be there at all. And I think that's a very elitist point of view. And I think it's very inappropriate for a national park such as Grand Canyon, which is one of the seven wonders of the world.
The plan's preferred alternative does not ban motors. It does increase the number of private trips, though, and it pushes commercial trips out of the peak summer season and into the early spring, which could cost outfitters money. Dwight Sherwood told the Park Service he's not likely to take a river trip with his kids in March.
I said, "Well, you know what, my kids are off school in the summer. And besides, it's really, really cold in March to take that trip."
The plan is also the first time the government has tried to manage river trips in the Lower Canyon, which runs through the Hualapai Indian Reservation. Tribal members don't have kind words for the proposed plan, even in their own language.
Hualapai owned all this land, and the white man came and stole it.
And now they say the white man wants to steal their business. The Hualapai allow customers to fly in from Las Vegas by helicopter and take very short trips on pontoon boats, as short as a half hour on the river. They want to offer that trip to 960 people a day. The Park Service wants to keep it at the current number, 150 people a day. Tribal Chairman Charlie Vaughn says tourism is the tribe's major source of income.
And these limits that the National Park Service is trying to place within the corridor of the canyon really places limits on the economic development of the tribe.
But the Sierra Club's Sharon Galbraith argues the concern should not be economic development, but protecting the natural resource. And that means fewer people.
The beaches are disappearing. People are moving off the river edge into the old high water zone and doing a lot of damage to the plants and wildlife habitat that exist in the canyon.
With all this contention, it's hard to see how anyone will be satisfied with a new management plan. But Park Superintendent Joe Alston is optimistic.
I've just been very, very impressed with the civility of people, the thoughtfulness of people, and the warmth that all of these people who have very polarized feelings have toward each other as having that common bond of the Grand Canyon.
Anyone else who feels that bond can still submit a comment. The Park Service is accepting them through January 7th. Ted Robbins, NPR News.